Opponents of declawing say it poses more harm to the cat than people may realize because the procedure removes not only the cat's nails, but also small bits of bone, tendon, and ligament. The SPCA serving Erie County discourages declawing, but is not taking an official position on the bill. Spokeswoman Gina Browning explains that for many years, they had seen an unwanted consequence. Many people wanting to declaw a cat instead backed out of adopting the feline altogether, and numerous cats ended up being euthanized.
It's very hard to say that it was okay to turn a potential feline adopter away because that adopter said, we might be declawing this cat, knowing how many cats were being euthanized.
Browning says one of the problems is many people are too hasty to pursue declawing rather than try other options first. Assemblyman John Serretto agrees. He's a co-sponsor of the proposed ban and someone who has trained his own cats to avoid scratching the furniture.
As a person that has had cats in the past, I can tell you that you can train for that. You don't have to declaw a cat to stop a cat from clawing your furniture. There are other ways.
Organizations that are taking official positions offer mixed opinions. The Humane Society is in favor of the ban, while the New York State Veterinary Medical Society, citing a desire to reduce the number of feline euthanasia cases, wants to keep it available as a last resort. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.